It's used quite a bit for different things now. I mean, you know, they have lots of different things going here. Last June, we had our youngest grandchild's christening party in the hall. I mean, we're going to do a bingo here in a week or two. And we've had bingos before in the hall and quizzes. You know, it's just somewhere in the centre where people go. And I think, you know, in the snooker room, the snooker club keeps going. And it's like a church. It's part of a country village.
Yeah. It's used for different things now, isn't it? We use it for school. If it's raining, we use it for PE. Mm. Come down and do our PE lessons down here. Pilates and all that sort of.
My daughter, who is now 9, has been to many children's parties in the hall. And because it's such a small school, they tend to invite the whole school to the party. And the hall means that they can. It's brilliant. And likewise, if ever the school wants to have an event, you have it in the village hall because it's a big open space and they can just let off a bit of steam. All they want to do is run around with their friends and dress up and play games and stuff.
Oh, we've had bingo up here in the last, what, I suppose 10 years, I guess. Which Tony used to run in sparkly jackets, different sparkly jackets, glitter jackets.
Oh, he used to come out of all sorts.
We had a very nice Macmillan coffee morning. We raised a lot of money, I think over £500, so we did very well. Everyone really supported us. We had a lot of people came.
We do come now Wednesday mornings, do knitting and stitching, what they call. We look forward to that. It would be greatly missed if it wasn't here.
I came to Jane's. She started the St. Maybe Makers, where everyone came and did their own thing, knitting, sewing, whichever craft they pursued. So that was a nice 2 hours every Wednesday. And it's grown now to about 13 people, so we do very well. Collectively, we've made a blanket. So each one of us who wants to makes a 5-inch square. It's coming along nicely.
There was a really lovely project pre-COVID, which was about sewing and crafting, and we sort of made a book that we all stitched. But basically, it's sort of just sort of really getting to know people, because you sort of landed up coming along every Saturday afternoon, and it was really addictive, like wanting to sit here and chat and stitch away and sort of embroider and things like that. There was another project we did where we started making fabric bunting. And we were all cutting out squares for bunting, and there were people stitching it, you know. And it's a really fantastic space for that, but it's also a fantastic theatre space. It's a great space for using for all different purposes.
There was a couple of pop-up tie nights in the hall as well, which Shabba, one of the local ladies, would do a tie. Basically, you pay your money on the door, you could bring your booze if you wanted to, and then it was an all-you-can-eat buffet tie night. Brilliant. You know, that really got people involved as well, because everyone loves a bit of tie, don't they? So yeah, so that was enjoyable too. So there's been quite a few events in the short time that I've been here that have been very enjoyable.